Illegal wildlife trafficking is bringing many species to the brink of extinction. Rhinos and elephants are sought for their horns and tusks. But it's not just a problem in Africa and Asia. Here in the U.S., there are also species with horns that are prime for poaching. For example, the trophy antlers of the western mule deer can fetch $1,000 or more. And with strict limits on hunting, poachers are often meeting the demand. There have been some recent arrests in Oregon for mule deer poaching, but resources to catch poachers are spread thin, and penalties aren't strong enough to be much of a deterrent. Still, fish and wildlife troopers are doing their best to protect the dwindling numbers of mule deer. From Central Oregon, Tony Schick from the public media collaborative EarthFix has the story.
Hello! State police!
Oregon Fish and Wildlife Trooper Darren Beam is searching a home in the backwoods of the Pine, Oregon. A few months ago, he caught a man here who illegally shot and stashed the carcass of a breeding female mule deer. He's following up after a missed court date.
This is where they had the deer.
He peeks around a dark doorway and shines his flashlight into a stained bathtub.
See the still deer blood? In the spare bathroom, you know.
Mule deer have been in sharp decline here, and poaching is one reason why. It turns out there are as many deer being killed illegally as there are by law-abiding hunters. Declining budgets have left Oregon and Washington with fewer fish and wildlife troopers than they had in the 1980s. Both states are poised to lose more troopers this year. Bean and his partner James Hayes are the only fish and wildlife officers patrolling more than 5,000 square miles, and they have less time to spend finding poachers than they used to. Their workload now includes more general law and time spent on safety checks for boats and ATVs.
Yeah, the days of just solo fish and wildlife are, you know, not anymore.
On one shift alone, Bean and Hayes handled arsons, hit and runs, and burglaries. They still go hard after big poaching cases, and they think Gene Parsons is one of those.
Near as we can tell, that guy killed a tremendous amount of deer.
They arrested Parsons in January, and so far have charged him with 15 counts of violating fish and wildlife laws. Months later, he's been indicted but has not yet stood trial. He didn't return phone calls.
He'd shoot, you know, 5-6 deer a night, and he'd cut the antlers off with a chainsaw and bring them home, and then a lot of times he would just, near as we can tell, sell the antlers.
Where poachers sell remains a mystery to them, but they recently received a tip about an antler dealer. He's said to be in possession of several $1,000 worth of stolen horns. Hayes says if they can connect Parsons or other suspected poachers to this dealer, that can mean additional charges like racketeering. Penalties for poaching alone aren't always a big deterrent.
There's no jail time involved. It's just monetary, small fines. They're not likely to quit. They're real criminals.
Some Northwest counties prosecute fish and wildlife cases aggressively. Others dismiss a high number or reduce them to small fines. Many lack the resources to go hard after poachers. Just ask Ulyss Stapleton, the lone Lake County prosecutor who handles a lot of cases from Bean and Hayes. His jail has 17 beds, and he says most are claimed by people in drug-related crimes.
I understand why officers may be frustrated, but you don't have the resources to throw everybody in jail. So what I try to do is I try to hit them up with a fine.
The sun is setting on a windy day in Lake County by the time Hayes stops his truck at the antler dealer's gate. Bean pulls up minutes later, along with troopers from Bend and John Day. They're also tracking sales from poaching suspects.
Not home.
He's not home.
Oh. Gates locked. Padlocked.
Did you see any activity around there?
It's like one set of trucks came out of there maybe this morning.
They meant to come earlier, but Bean was called to a burglar alarm. They wait outside the property for a few tense minutes. Then the dealer returns a call to one of the Bend troopers.
Well, what's the word?
He's gone for the evening. The antlers have moved on. His sale records aren't at the house either.
I said, well, I'm trying to run down some stolen horns. You know, where are they at? You know, who do you sell them to? He said, I'm running a business and I'm not in the business of telling you where I'm selling my stuff.
Out of options, they load up and they roll out. And the hunt goes on. I'm Tony Schick in Lapine.
Tony reports for the public media collaborative EarthFix. And there are videos at our website, loe.org.